Are you ready? John Cena. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
You can't see me.
Can't see me.
Can't see me.
How's this song go?
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Yeah.
Well, that's enough of that.
Yeah. Hi, everybody.
Hello, everyone.
Glad to have you back. Glad you're listening. Quick shout out, Fit Donut.
Eating their donuts.
Do it. Yep, you gotta do some sit-ups and some push-ups and stuff too.
But really?
You can't just sit around eating Fit Donuts.
False advertisement.
I'll talk to him.
Colt,
yeah.
Randall. Texting you right now. False advertisement.
You got Bison Fence with Randall, Colt Kenigy Esquire, building fences, doing the deal. Call him up.
Fences, gates, all that fun stuff.
Check him out on the gram. I think he's on Facebook there too. Or just call him. I should put his phone number out. I'm sure he'd love it.
No, maybe next one.
Yeah, I'm totally kidding. And then Treasure Valley Eco Wash, Jim Luzzi, hit them up on social media. They'll come clean out your dumpsters. It's gonna get nasty out there, folks. Okay, all those dog turds and
it's
grass
start getting hot.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Hey, you gotta keep those raccoons out of your trash cans.
Great Outdoors. Remember that one? That movie? You ever see it? John
yes.
Candy? Yes.
Oh, so fantastic.
We watched that one a lot. Juliana likes that one.
Watched it about a month ago.
Oh, nice.
Oh, it's fantastic.
It's such a good movie.
Every time gets better.
I love it.
Man, I tell you what. Those classic movies. They don't make them like that.
No, they don't. And I've actually made it a point to watch a lot of those with the kid. You know,
I'm just a little worried when they're going to start canceling those, huh?
You know, I don't know. You know? Which leads us into our topic.
Boom.
Speaking of canceled or whatever.
There you go.
This one's just to talk about role models and things like that. You know, it's who's left to look up to? ?
No more Pepe Le Pew.
Who do we look up to anymore? Mm. You know what I mean?
No more.
It's getting hard out there. It's getting hard. I mean, with information that's out there and it's at the tip of your fingers, you know, with a click of a button, you can find out everything about everything. So, you know, you constantly are finding yourself going, well, I guess that person I thought I liked is a scumbag according to this. Maybe I don't like him anymore.
Yeah, exactly. You know, back in the day, well, I remember... you hate that saying. Sorry.
No, it's fine. I'll let it slide.
Back in my day. But, no, I remember, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be the president of the United States.
Right, yeah.
Screw that. Not now.
Mm-mm. No, I don't think anybody wants that job anymore, man. With just how judgmental everybody is and just so divisive and one-sided, a lot of people are, man, it's hard to, and you can't make everybody happy.
You know? Why can't we be friends?
Yeah.
Why can't we
Well, you know, and the thing is, as you get older, you start finding out even people like relatives and stuff, you find out are just a real piece of garbage too, you know, or something like, you know, you're like, well, yeah, I love that guy. And then you find out he's like a creep and you're, no more of that.
Someone that you looked up to, you're like, you know, Uncle Joe was so freaking awesome. Then you grow up and you're like, he's a drug dealer. Oops.
Hey, is he making money or what? I'm not going
to
judge.
I remember he used to buy me the Jordans.
So he's an entrepreneur. He's got his own business. Hey, you know.
He told me he sold rocks, but I just thought he was selling jewelry.
That's why he's always at the beach. He was looking for rocks. No, he's looking for people to sell rocks.
Oh, I thought he was selling diamonds.
Naive. Well, no, you know, like we used to, you know, you'd be obsessed with like professional athletes.
Oh, yeah.
Actors, whatever. Mm-hmm. And honestly, as I've gotten older, it couldn't be further from that. I realize that most of these, that's why I hate how much like politics is in sports, especially now. Mm-hmm. And like Hollywood stuff. It's like, I always knew it was like, I probably don't want to know these people. I wouldn't want to know them on a personal level.
Because
I probably would not like them.
No. Well, okay. So for instance, growing up.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan.
Right.
Freaking everyone wanted to be. Yeah, okay. But then as you get older and you start hearing these stories, the guy was an a-hole.
Hey,
he was driven, competitive, but in his personal life.
Right. But I learned, you know, and I've learned to accept that too, is that I think it's a lot of people that are in them, like, especially like a leadership setting, whether it's in sports, like a Michael Jordan who just demands perfection from himself and everybody's with him, or you're in politics, whatever. You're probably not the nicest person.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why I don't care to know them personally. Mm-hmm. You know, and as I've gotten older, I really don't want to hear any of those because, unless it's something really, really bad, you know what I mean? Because it's just like most people that are in any of these roles, I I won't like them.
Yeah.
So I just, it's like if it's a politician, I only want, what are your policies? I don't care about you personally. Now, if you're out sexually assaulting women or, you know, touching kids or something, yeah, I want to hear about it. And mm-hmm. then you're a piece of crap and you can go away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But if it's just something, we don't like them because they're mean or what is, most people are mm-hmm. mean, okay? Most people in a leadership role especially.
Oh.
Do you know what it takes to get to a certain level? Like, you're stepping on some throats. You're definitely kicking people out of the way.
You're curb stomping people.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. I mean,
bite the curb.
Yeah, it's just what it is, and yep. it's a dog eat dog world. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think I've accepted that for a long time in my life, and that's why I just, you know, when stuff was going on, like I said, I'm not trying to get into politics, but it's like, you know, people talk a lot about our former president not being very nice or saying dumb, and he did say dumb stuff a lot. Like, he probably should have stayed off Twitter. But
yeah,
like that was never anything that really bothered me as much. Mm-hmm. There was some other stuff that bothered me about it, but it wasn't like if he called somebody out on something, like I just like mm-hmm. I mean, I thought it was kind of funny. Like maybe you probably shouldn't be saying these okay, you know, and he's out there just China yelling at people, you know, saying crazy things and always calling out the media, which the media is crap and we all know it. But
yeah.
You know, maybe don't do that, you know. But I don't care to know them personally.
No.
Like, if you're an actor, you're an actor. You pretend to be something else someone so we
not.
Can watch
yeah.
and be entertained by mm-hmm. you. So when you actually hear him talk, like, Tom Cruise is just in a Scientology, crazy level of Scientology. Like, I don't know if you know anything about Scientology, but mm-hmm. it's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's a cult. It's weird.
Yeah.
But he's a great actor.
Yep.
So I don't care. I don't care about what you're into. You know, mm-hmm. as long as you're not sacrificing kids to try to go to Alien Space 9 or whatever mm-hmm. that L. Ron Hubbard's got you going to when you die or whatever.
Yeah.
Coming from some alien egg. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Just go make another Mission Impossible movie and I'll thumbs up it because it's probably going to be pretty good. So
or Tropic
Thunder. So who do we look up to? Yeah, or Tropic Thunder. Come on, man. He's amazing.
Yeah.
He's amazing. In the, like, so who do we look up to? You know?
Like, no one.
Really?
I look up to you.
No one?
No, literally, because you are tall.
I think the
I'm short.
Really funny.
I'm really looking up
Stop
to you.
Stop this.
But.
I'm like a giraffe.
And I'm a hippo.
That's funny. Hippos are mean, though, dude.
I'm an angry hippo.
Hippos are some of the most dangerous animals
man,
on
you know,
planet Earth. So
I'll rip
I'm
off.
With you. I respect you. You're more dangerous than I am, according to the animal
I look
kingdom.
All fluffy and
your
cuddly.
Your little ears are just poking out of the mm-hmm. river, and all I see is your eyes and your nose, mm-hmm. and then you get out with this huge mouth.
And
I'm
just
eat.
Looking back and forth at you, shifty eyes. Bite your head off. I'll get it.
I think the point of this episode needs to be is we need to start putting value in like who we look up to in like real people.
Oh yeah.
Not somebody on TV or on the internet, mm-hmm. like a real person that you know. You can touch this person,
yeah.
whether it be a parent, a brother, a sister, a grandparent, an uncle, a friend, something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We're so obsessed with pop culture. And artists
see,
and
so
musicians and actors and
see that.
You know.
That so Allie, right now, she's to the point where she's kind of she's out of the whole cartoon phase.
Right
now, she's like, you know,
she's on that
looking
TikTok.
At real people. And you know, for a while there, she was like obsessed with Miley Cyrus. And now, like as me as a parent, I know things that she's done.
Right.
Kind of
super talented.
Super talented.
Yeah, absolutely.
But just her as a person.
Run circles around her not so talented father.
Hey, don't you break my heart.
No,
my you break your
no,
heart.
That dude's terrible. Hey, I can't believe she came from him.
Bring
man.
Back that mullet, huh?
She's so much more talented than he ever could be. I'm gonna ride this thing. He's like, my daughter's getting talented. Now I can come back.
Well, you
want to
be on TV? I'm
gonna
be your
song.
Daddy.
God,
no, don't even. No, no.
That song
no.
sucks. What is
don't
that
even
song?
Get it in my head.
It's the worst.
Because it is the worst song.
It's the worst song.
Okay, let's
ever.
Just. Okay, Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
That's what
yeah,
we're focusing on,
Miley.
Okay?
Yeah.
And so as a parent.
The worst
I
song.
Can't, you stop it because it's going to get my. Now it's in my head. You son of a gun.
Take my.
Stop it. I hit
it's
the
so
song.
Bad.
Okay, I'm gonna hit pause real quick.
Okay.
And I'm going to slap the crap out
okay.
of you.
Okay, I'm done. I'm done.
Anyway, but. No, so you know, she would stop it. Oh my gosh.
I couldn't help it. I'm sorry.
Oh, hell
I man. Hate how much people like it, too.
I don't look up to you anymore.
I got told how great that song was, and I heard it. I was like, this is the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. How did... Anyway, I'm sorry.
The worst. Anyway.
I'm done.
But you, I have a hard time, because I couldn't just be like, well, she's a good singer, but this is what she does.
Right.
You know, this is what you don't know about her. You should know. Because I don't want to break her heart and be like, oh, well, she's, you know, not that great of a role model. You know.
I think if they're into them for, like, their talent, you know, like, that's... Mm-hmm. I really... That's... Even to this day, even when I was younger, man, I was like, I knew a lot of the musicians I was into, man, probably drug addicts, probably people I wouldn't care to know on a personal basis because they all have their trials and things. That's what motivates them to write such powerful music or whatever, you know, or perform the way they do on stage. Like, I'm obsessed, you know, obviously with music and rock musicians and stuff like that. But I never at any point growing up did I think, man, you know, I tell you what, those guys from Guns N' Roses are probably some top-notch fellers.
That Axl Rose, I tell you what.
Oh, super good guy.
Slash.
No, I love Slash. Oh, man. one of my favorite musicians of all time. But, you know, I think it's just, I think what you got to teach them is that to separate. Mm-hmm. Hey, it's cool. You know, you're into this or that. Just know, you know, they're people too. And a lot of these people tend to probably do things that you probably wouldn't even agree with.
Mm-hmm.
So the less you like maybe look into that and the more you just focus on like their music or their acting or, you know, they're playing sports or whatever, I think the better, you know. Because I'm all for it. Like, yeah, find stuff you're into, find stuff you like. Because it's getting harder and harder, you know, to find like that positive kind of role model that's in like an entertainment, in the entertainment industry.
Yeah, that's, you know? I think that's almost impossible nowadays.
It's pretty tough. Yeah, because even these like kids like that are coming out that are probably big on YouTube or something, I'm sure they're just spoiled little brats behind the scene too.
Oh, yeah, my kid, I mean, Ali's loves that, you know, the Preston or whatever, and Unspeakable and stuff. And
I don't know what that is.
I don't know. Well, good.
Okay. So I'm on the just right saying, track. Stay on that track.
Keep your kid away from YouTube. That's all I can say.
She, you know, she gets on it, but normal amount, nothing crazy. You know. Yeah.
But now, as we've grown older, you know, a lot of the people that I look up to, especially right now, this time in my life, is, you know, successful people.
Sure.
That, you know, I've read books on or I've watched a lot of videos on.
Yeah.
You know, like here, just a local guy, Russell Brunson. He came up, he created ClickFunnels.
Oh.
Yeah. Cool. And he's very successful, very family oriented and stuff. And so I, you know, kind of look up to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I, on my other podcast, we just had a, had an interview with a gentleman, Clint Pulver. And I tell you what, I mean, he's quite a few years younger than me, but he is a lot wiser than I am.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just talking to him, you would think that, you know, he's some old man sitting at the top of the mountain, you know, hey, what's the meaning of life? And he'll just bust it out for you.
Yeah.
You know, and then at this time in my life, I look more to them as role models than LeBron James or, you know,
for sure,
any of those, you know, Justin Timberlake or any of those guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, as a kid, of course, there was, I loved Spud Webb. Because he was short.
Yeah, and he could...
Because I was short.
Yeah, and he could dunk, he could jump out the gym.
Oh, yeah.
Super talented.
Yeah. And then once you get into high school and everything, it was, you know, Justin Timberlake, because he was a ladies' man, you know?
That's what that's... Yeah, you say you're into JT, huh?
I went the old JT route.
Ain't no lie. Baby, bye, bye, bye.
No, that was after. Bye, bye. No. That was after.
Cry me a river. Wasn't that a song?
There you go.
Yeah, yes. That was it,
I became a fan of him after NSYNC.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
All right. Let's get that straight.
Yeah.
Don't like NSYNC.
Yeah.
But I prefer NSYNC over Backstreet
Boys. He's actually a decent actor, too.
He's actually not bad, man. He's pretty good. I tell you what.
Yeah.
That guy, he's a talented guy.
He's probably a nice dude, you know.
But he's one that I don't know a whole lot about his personal life because he's actually pretty private.
Yeah, and that's, think I think about it's smart.
I mean, when he was younger, you know, him, Britney Spears, blah, blah, blah. But now as he's grown up, I mean, you know, he's, for me, I mean, I guess I just don't pay attention as much anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I don't watch, like, E.T. and stuff like that.
No, and it's all, those, and it's just also, you know, one-sided.
All this drama.
They don't even hardly talk, they want drama, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the whole thing is based around causing conflict and creating problems. They want you to because that's what keeps people watching. Yeah. We love watching a dumpster fire. No, you know what I mean?
If everything's, I can't.
If it's a calm lake, we don't want to stare at that. We want to see that lake with fire on it and explosions. Mm-mm. And
nope.
That's how people are.
I just want to see a couple waves, ripples, but I just want it nice and calm.
I gotta be honest, man. I think there's only like one actor that I really could say that's a pretty cool dude, and I gotta say I admire the way he does business, and that's Denzel Washington.
Dude, okay, that dude I does will. Not,
he doesn't even live in LA. Like he, I mean, I think he's got a place in LA, but most of the time he's pretty off the radar, except for when a movie comes out, and then you see him like doing his thing, and then he's back out. You don't hear anything about him.
Yeah,
been married to the same woman for decades. He's got a son now that's an actor as well. I'm John Washington. I think that's his name. Yeah, he's in Tenet. Seen that movie Tenet?
No,
it's really, really good. Need to, it's pretty good, yeah. And he's on the show Ballers. He plays a football player. He's one of the main characters. Hmm. He was he's been in some movies, and I never realized that. I knew the last name was Washington, but I didn't know it was Denzel's son until I was watching Tenet. And I'm like, gosh, he reminds me of Denzel Washington. Hmm. So I looked it up, and sure enough, I was like,
dude, I tell you,
how
what,
did it
man,
take me this long to realize this?
I'm going to tell you right now, one of Denzel Washington's best performances that I mean, he's been in a lot of great movies.
Oh, tons.
Great performer. Remember the Titans.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
He was amazing.
It's a great movie.
Great actor. Do I know him personally? Do I know anything about him personally?
Yeah. No, but I think sometimes that's good. And like, if you're going to like admire a celebrity or something, I think it's good. Like, if you don't really hear stuff about him, especially nowadays, 2021, that's probably a good thing. Because any little mistake people make, you hear about it.
Oh, yeah.
Anything they say that's stupid on Twitter or whatever, you're going to hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
So this dude's through since the 80s, flying under the radar. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, maybe someday we'll find out he's got, you know, all kinds of skeletons in the closet. It's whatever, you know, maybe.
You never know, man.
You know, you don't. But that's why I don't really care to
dig that deep.
Or even care to, like, admire, you know, people like, because, I mean, and honestly, like, most of my heroes, as far as like musicians are concerned, they're all dead, you know, like they all died of drug overdoses and stuff like that. Probably would have not got along with them in person because they probably would have just been too much to handle. Yeah. But boy, do I love their music, man. Like, you know, Kurt Cobain, Lane Staley, Chris Cornell, they're all dead, man.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, it's sad. Do you like Linkin Park?
Chester Bennington. I liked Linkin Park when they first came out, and then I wasn't really as into him. But I was sad when he died. Him and Chris Cornell died like really close together.
Yeah, like
it was pretty sad. I was pretty bummed up. When you hear about that, you're like, man. Especially when you find out
they were pretty good friends too.
No, they were, and they both had mental health issues. And you know, you hear about that stuff, and that's always really sad and troubling to find out with that. And which, you know, that's why I have my own issues with a lot of these pharmaceutical drugs and stuff that they push on people because the side effects are detrimental. And I think I personally believe that both of those guys committed suicide partially due to just the stuff they were taking for their problems. And I'm sure some other things came into place there. And there's all kinds of theories out there. But I just, you know, it's sad, you know. But I think, you know, I really, for my kid, I'm trying to be a good role model to her so that maybe she'll just look up to me. That'd be cool, you know?
Yeah.
I don't screw the pooch too much as a parent, and that maybe she'll just say, you know, my dad and my mom are good people. I really look up to them.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm torn because I, you know, I like my kids to think that and everything, but then, you know, I don't think I'm worthy of that, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think I'm worthy that my kids would look up to me. And so, you know, because I'm not perfect in any means.
Well, no, and none of us are. But I think it's warranted though, because I think if we instill, like we've been really trying to instill this with you know, with Juliana, is that the things to value in life isn't as much as money. It's relationships and it's respect and relationships. The two R's. I'm really big on that. Like, I don't care. I know all those guys that get super envious of other people and their successes. They got a bunch of money, they got a nice car, a nice truck, whatever. That's cool. Yeah, maybe sometimes I wish I made it a little bit more or what, but that's not what warrants you being a good person though, or somebody that's even worth looking up to, in my opinion. I think if you're somebody almost who just demands respect just by how you carry yourself and how you treat other people and how you, you know, maybe raise your family or how you are with your friends and stuff like that. I think there's so much more value in that.
Yeah.
I think people...
See, for me, it's more of, you know, I'm at the age that I'm at now. I'm still trying to figure out what I want to do with my life.
Hey.
You know, I got a job that I hate. Like, sure. I just loathe it.
Yeah.
But...
You and about 90% of Americans, I think, yeah. probably. You know what I mean? It's a tough one.
And the jobs that I would love to do either are one in a million chances of doing,
yeah.
or they don't make enough to support a family.
Right.
So you got to make that choice to where, okay, yeah, you freaking hate your job, but you make enough to support your family or right. and be miserable or be happy and not make enough. You know, it's just, it's kind of... Oh, yeah.
But it's stuff you can teach your kids, you know, like, hey, you know, the decisions you make early on in your life can affect you for the rest of your life. You know?
Trust me, I am definitely installing that in them right now.
Yeah, and I think if you just teach them, like, hey, you know, make sure you're ready when you get married. And I'm not saying you weren't, but, you know, just in general, like, make sure you're ready when you get married and make sure you're ready when you start having kids. Because once these things happen, it makes it really, really hard to go back and to do those things maybe you want to do, like the career you always wanted.
Well, that's just it, is, I mean, here I am, I'm this age, and I don't regret, but then I do regret some stuff that, you know, I don't have any college education.
Sure.
You know, and that's one thing that I want to at least instill, either go and get an education in college, or go to a trade school and learn a trade. And
that's almost more valuable, man, because anymore a college degree don't mean spit if you don't have.
Because I don't know a trade.
Sure.
And I don't have college education.
Sure.
And so, you know, here I am, and so that's why, for me, it's different for me because I like, yeah, it'd be great, it'd be cool if my kids looked up to me, but then in a way, I don't feel like I'm worthy of them.
They're gonna see a man who put it on the line for the kids and did whatever it took to raise them up and to make sure they had food on the table. Clothes on their back, you know. I mean, there's a lot about, as I've gotten older with my parents, I see now, and you're like, oh, man, you know, I don't know if I'd have done that. But as a whole, though, you know, I admire the both of them because they got married young, started having kids young, and, you know, they did a pretty good job. You know, mm-hmm. My dad worked super hard. He worked in jobs that sucked for $4.25 an hour. I remember hearing that number thrown around when we were three kids making $4.25 an hour.
Man, that's crazy.
You're not going to do much with that. Granted, he's doing way better now, but it took him time. It took him a long time. And he did learn a trait eventually.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and, you know, same with my mom. You know, like, she stayed at home and did her best to raise the three kids and then went on to do the kind of the me thing after we were all out of the house, started going to school and doing all that. So it's never too late with that. You know, if, like, you really were... and to want to go to school and things like that. It's just, honestly, like, I would love for, you know, Juliana to go to college if that's what she wants to do. Mm-hmm. But I want to make sure, you know, if she goes, that you're going in a field that is
worth... You're not going to waste your time.
No, yeah.
You're not going to get your degree in pottery something.
Hey, unless you're going to be a pottery person, making pots for a living. You
exactly.
know what I'm saying? Like, you just... I even remember when I went to college, man, I graduated in 2008, and, like, it was still kind of a big deal that you had a degree, you mm-hmm. know, like, when I was going, but by the time I graduated, I was, like, I was a dime a dozen, man. Everybody had a degree. So mm-hmm. unless you had a master's, we don't want to hear from you, unless it's a specific field like engineering or medical or law or whatever, like, we don't care, you know, and it's even more so now, so it's, like, you, and I think giving your kids that information, that knowledge and giving them a way to make that stuff happen, that's admirable. And
what was your degree in again?
Is in media arts, communications.
Oh, you mean so like editing podcasts and stuff?
Yeah.
Then why are you having me do it?
Because, maybe. Because to learn a trade. Well, no, I could do it.
No, it's
but
funny.
I don't want you to do it.
I told Valerie this the other day. I was like, I got a podcast with Steve, and he went to school for this.
Yeah.
And then I got a podcast with Alex, who's... like knows all of that
like
stuff
like a computer
too.
Guy's
yeah like
software
guru
engineer
and then
guy.
You got me the average Joe over here
but you're learning something see
editing all this
that's why we're doing it. Hey, you don't have to edit much with us, man. We don't make a lot of mistakes.
Well,
or
no,
we just
no,
leave everything
actually
in.
With this one I don't really edit. All I do is just slap the music on and call it a day.
No, man, yeah, I
with mine to... and Alex's because it's more of a business, like formal.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like I'm here to party, but I'm here to formal.
Right.
Tuxedo t-shirt type of thing.
Sure.
So that one I actually do go through and edit.
And I think it's good, though, and man. So, you're developing a skill, and then eventually you can get, like, you know, some different software to learn that. Man,
yeah.
A
well, good, the other day, last week, I actually had to have his help because we did a Zoom call, and I didn't know how to break off the edit or break off the audio.
Sure.
From the video, and then I didn't know how to import it from that onto
the audio file.
To, onto the... you know, program that I use to edit and everything. Sure. So he broke it all off and got it ready for me.
And he showed me how to do it.
And then emailed it to me, and then I slapped it on there and edited it. So
yeah, have him show you how to do that, too.
Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, we're going to probably have some Zoom meetings, interviews with us with this one.
Yeah.
So that's definitely something that I got to learn. But, I mean, no, like, the thing is like, I actually love editing this type of stuff.
Oh, it's like going through. And once we, I think once we've talked about this, once we start kind of maybe getting some, what we're talking about, just let us know if this is a bad idea, good idea, whatever we're talking about, maybe doing a YouTube thing and, you know, putting up some cameras and recording and just showing, you know.
First, podcasts. We got to decorate the
office.
No, you get out of here with that.
But I, like, I'll probably edit all that stuff. Like, that's stuff I did. I edited videos and
you can
audio.
Do the videos and I'll do the podcast.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's funny how, but the, like I'm saying though, I was like, you'll get a degree and you don't even use it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's funny, I got out of college, went out there in the world and realized I don't even want to do most of this stuff. Mm-hmm. And it is super hard to get into without like, unless you're going to be an intern for like 2 years making no money. And I didn't want to do that either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's going to be really nice to be able to kind of educate my daughter and like, you know. And Alex can do the same thing. She got a degree, you know. We can teach her, like, hey, these degrees don't pay very well, you know. Like, so it's real passion over make money. And then there's some maybe you're really into that you can make a little bit more money. But I think it is really important to try to find that happy balance of I like what I'm doing and I'm passionate about it. That's hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you start early trying to figure that out and you got some parents – that are behind you and teaching you, you know, mm-hmm. kind of those ways. You can do that, and you're going to do it, and that's why you're a role model.
So that's what I try to do with my kids is, hey, oh, I'll ask them, what do you want to do when you grow up? You know, even though they're young. I mean, heck, when when Allie was little, she wanted to make cups. She wanted to work in a cup-making factory.
Kids.
I was like, all right, you want to do that? You go and do that.
Yeah.
You know, now it's either a police officer or a teacher. And I'm like, whatever. Cool. Whatever you want to do, we're going to be here to support you. You ask Landon, he's probably
wants to just play video games or something. You might want to move out of Idaho, though.
Yeah, that's true.
No, hey, you out here, though.
But,
unfortunately.
Well, then I don't want her to leave. So
I know. So don't be a teacher.
Don't be a teacher.
Or just tell her to go get a master's in being an administrator.
There you go.
Straight to the top.
You just go straight to the top. Yeah. But, you know, Landon, if you ask him, I just want to play video games. We're like, well, you're not going to do that.
You need, or you got to get really, really good.
Really good. you got those esports now.
Man.
Stop playing. Hey, I'm going to get on Madden right now. No, they got the new NCAAs coming out.
I know.
I'm going to get him playing those. Is he going to get a. Go play
it's
college.
Crazy, man. Like you can go to college and play video games now.
That's
insane.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna be blunt. That's the stupidest thing I've ever.
I know, it's insane.
I'm sorry. I don't care if you agree with me or not.
You already play enough video games in college, you don't need to like get a degree like for doing that. So that's basically like getting a degree for showing up.
Exactly.
You're already gonna be playing video. Hey, do they give a scholarship for drinking booze too while we're at it?
Yeah. Well, pretty soon, probably.
I mean, can I get a degree in booze drinking 101?
Well, if you go to U of I, probably. Oh, did I say that out loud?
Yeah, let's go.
Ooh.
There's some good parties up there, boy.
You take it easy.
Uh-oh, bringing the dog out.
Oh,
man. I went up there for a semester. I had to move out of there.
You did?
Right out of high school. I did in 03, yeah, and I did a semester. I was like, I gotta go.
That's
17 funny. Years know, old man. On your own up there in Moscow where it's party time every day of the week.
Man,
I passed my classes now, but yeah, that was.
Man, I had no clue that you went up there.
Yeah,
I mean, I knew that you went
to Eastern.
Eastern, but didn't know you did a U of I.
Yeah, it was weird. It was like a random, like, because originally I was going to go out with Alex and Colt to McPherson.
Yeah,
that was my plan up until almost the last second. I was like, I don't want to go to Kansas, man.
Yeah,
And then I was like, I don't even want to play football anymore either, because I was a, you know, emotional kid from high school and didn't like my coaches and stuff didn't go the way I wanted. Woe is me. That's what happened. And so I go to U of I and party and woo. And then I'm like, ah, I want to play football again. So I was going to go to McPherson. So I move home. Did Boise State for semester. Once again, I'm getting ready to go. I'm coming. I'm going to Kansas. Woo! And then I'm
going to be a Bulldog.
And then I'm like, nah, I don't want to go to Kansas. So I went to Eastern instead. Yeah. Was another place I had lined up out of high school was Eastern Oregon to go play football, so I went out there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what that's how I ended up out there. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's crazy.
I never got anything for football. I got
could never make up my mind what I wanted to do, though.
Up until my senior year, I was getting letters for track.
Dude, you were great in track, yeah.
I was getting letters from smaller schools, like on the East Coast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I remember I was a sophomore when I got my first one.
That's
and
cool.
So, and so I got on and looked, and I was, as a sophomore in high school, jumping farther than they were in college.
You're like, what is
college?
Mayflower University.
It was something like that. Like, seriously?
Yeah. It was like some small town in Massachusetts.
It was like, yeah, it was...
Plymouth Rock.
I'm not going to say St. Mary's, but it was like some small, tiny school like that. And I got a few of them, but then by the time my senior year came, I wasn't, you know, it was made probably because of my grades.
Yeah.
I barely passed high school.
Yeah, that'll have a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
And they after want you to do ACTs and SATs and things.
Oh, I did all those. Yeah. Didn't score well.
Probably was.
But yeah, by the time my senior year came, I wasn't.
But see.
Wasn't getting any.
You take, I think we can do so much with our personal experiences, and you teach your kids, hey, don't make the same mistakes I did. Not being able to make up your mind, being scatterbrained, being too emotional about stuff, not taking your grades seriously, not sticking with it and just giving up.
That's one thing that I do regret is not taking my schoolwork seriously. I mean, I was there for the social life. I was there for Valerie.
Sure.
And for sports. Other than that, school.
And I knew guys that barely made it to college, and they were that way too. Like, some of them never finished. Tons. Yeah. I know tons that did not finish college.
Mm-hmm.
They went, they barely did well enough to play, you know, football, because you had to have like a, I don't know, I can't remember if it was like a 2.5, 2.0, I don't know, something. It doesn't seem that hard to achieve. But when you got somebody who's not driven by school whatsoever, has a hard time in it, maybe never even was taught to care about that, it's pretty hard to make that person, like, to flip that switch.
Well, I understand that because, like, I watched the first couple seasons of Last Chance U.
Oh, yeah, man. That's all about. That's
what it's all about.
I watch that show, too, and, man, I'm always telling Alex, like, when I'm watching with her, I'm like, I've literally watched this happen. I've seen it. I remember having to be in study halls with people. And I'm not the reason we're there, but it's because I'm in that position group.
Yeah.
And the other guys just are doing terrible. And other than singling them out, they, you know, it's like you fail, we all fail type of thing. And that's fine. Yeah. But there was a bunch of us that didn't, it wasn't as hard, you know. And I get that. Like some guys, you know, they didn't have any of that growing up. Like they even, some of them couldn't even read that well.
Mm-hmm.
And I never. I was lucky enough that, you know, I had my mom and my dad that cared, you know, my mom really worked with me on stuff to at least care a little bit, you know, and I had a grandpa who was in the education field, you know, he was an athlete, and so I looked up to him, too, a lot. Like, he's a dude I'd look up to a lot. Like, he was an athlete, track star, he was a teacher for decades, super smart guy, really good with, you know, took care of himself, and my grandma, you know, they're in a good position now because of the decision he made in the past. I'm like, I want to try to do that, you know, like, that's something to look up to. So it was a big deal for me to go to college because at the time, other than him, I was the only one that had gone. And then when I graduated, I was the only one that had graduated until later when my mom went back, you know, and stuff. So, and then, but so it was a big deal. But the point is I think if we just, whether it's college or that next step, a military, a trait, something, being able to help your kids get to that point and achieve goals, teaching them how to set goals and achieve them, that's good enough, I think, to be somebody to be looked up to.
Yeah.
Learn from your mistakes and then show them the way to not repeat your mistakes.
Yeah. No, it's, I mean, like right now, I'm having a tough time with,
like I said, Landon's playing baseball. Yeah. Starting to.
Yeah.
And he's never played before. And I don't know if it was just because I'd watched my siblings, like older siblings, play. To me, it just felt like everything just kind of came natural.
Yeah, you're right.
Because I would mimic them.
You're right, right.
And so now I'm like trying to help Landon, and I'm trying not to get frustrated with him.
Right, because he's learning from scratch.
Because he's learning from scratch.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's never... I mean,
he's no example.
Because I'll watch baseball on TV, but he doesn't sit down and watch it. And I don't blame him, because I would never sit down and
watch it. Yeah, I'm way more into it now than when I'm
older. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
But I remember I used to be outside for hours by myself just... playing basketball, playing football.
Like, I did the same thing, yeah.
Playing baseball.
Whether it's throwing through the tire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I would, you know, make a game scenario where I was the batter and the pitcher and, you know, I'd be the announcer and all that all, you know, by myself. And,
yeah.
And my mom was like, she used to sit there for hours and just watch me through the back window.
Yeah.
And so, but nowadays I'm just, I had to tell him, I was like, if you're going to get good at something, you got to practice.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, but the thing is like, he's like, I want someone out there with me. And I'm like, you don't need anyone out there with you. Just go out there and make up scenarios in your mind and just use your imagination and be the best player on the field. That's what I did. Right. You know how many times I beat Michael Jordan in basketball? You know?
One on one.
Let's go. Come on.
I mean, but it's cool about baseball is you can get the glove, they'll go out with him and throw the ball around.
And
that'll be awesome.
Yeah, and that's what I've been doing.
To do that.
Yeah. I mean, especially lately.
Throw grounders at him and teach him how to scoop them, mm-hmm. you know, and throw from different angles. Mm-hmm. And Yeah.
So I've been, the batting, I was trying to teach him, you know, lift the leg, step forward.
Right.
Well, when he'd step forward, he would step forward, but then like out. And so he'd open his body.
Right.
So finally got to the point I'm like, you know what? Just stand there, feet shoulder width apart,
mm-hmm.
and just swing.
And
when they did their little tryout on Saturday, he had 5 of 5.
There you go. And
I'm like, you know, eventually maybe a coach has a better technique that can teach him that, or it'll just come natural.
Well, it was just, I think a lot of it too is, because I've been guilty of this with Juliana when she was kind of doing some sports, was you try to do too much too fast.
Yeah.
Like, you try to show them something that's maybe 3 steps forward. Like, mm-hmm. you almost got to, like, because we're not coaches. That's why there's people that go into coaching. Yeah. I mean, I coached football. I coached high school football, though, mm-hmm. a while back. So it's like, by then, believe it or not, there was a lot of kids that still had never played. So you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm having to teach you this. But
yeah.
I know football in and out, though. Baseball, even, there's things. Like, I played baseball up until like 8th grade. I know how to play it, but I'm not, like, a guru. So
mm-hmm.
you have to, like, dumb it down. Like, mm-hmm. you know, hold the glove like this,
mm-hmm.
catch it. You know, hand-eye coordination.
Like right now I'm having that difficulty where it's just a habit that he turns his glove upside down.
That's what Juliana did.
And so it'll bounce and, like, hit him in the face.
That's exactly.
And I'm like...
And then they don't want to because they're afraid the ball's going to hit him.
Well, no, he's been fine, actually. Yeah, finally, I was like, fine, if you're going to catch it like that, use your other hand to, you know, keep it in there.
Yeah.
And so it's just...
Do you ever throw him up high so he has to, like, force himself to put his glove up like this?
He won't do it.
Up high?
He'll like run backwards or forwards and try and catch it like that. And I don't want to be that parent that like gets mad and frustrated.
Sure.
And so I'm like annoyed in my head.
Right.
But I'm just like, dude, put your glove up.
Yeah.
Remember?
I think you just keep reiterating, like, turn the glove mm-hmm. when it, like, because I think if it's above the shoulders, like, or chest, shoulder area, mm-hmm.
That's what I told him.
It needs to be mm-hmm. like that.
But anything,
you can't catch it, you know, out.
Anything below, that's when
you
turn it like
that. And eventually it'll click for him. Just keep telling him.
And then hopefully he'll be a good coach.
Then when he goes to the major someday, he'll be like, my dad, my old man, he's the one that taught me.
Yeah, right. Yeah, hey,
he's
no.
He's the one that taught me, man.
No, you know what they do? I like to thank my mom.
Yeah.
What is that? The comedian that was like, man, you
Chris
drive
Rock.
Him around. Yeah. You drive him around everywhere. You take him to practice every day. You work with him out in the yard. And then they go pro. And what do they do? I love my mom. I like to thank my mom. Well, where was I?
Oh, no, that's a different comedian. I'm thinking of somebody else. Yeah. Like Chris Rock used to say, dads get a bad rap. It's always, you know, thanking the mom. Mm-hmm. The dad's like, I kept the lights on or whatever, you know. This is funny. You're eating that food. You know, anyway, it's funny.
No, I think especially nowadays, it's hard to, especially as adults, it's hard to find, you know, a good role model for yourself.
For sure.
I mean, if it's not your parent.
Yeah.
Or
relative. Or
relative or something. And so, but as children, you know,
you don't, as a parent, you don't want to crush them and be like, that's great, you're looking up to this person, but they're druggy, you know, or...
Yeah, you hope they, you know, like they, I said, I hope, yeah. You hope they just maybe stick to the talent portion.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, and
don't get caught up in their personal...
I mean, growing up, I knew some kids that, you know, they loved Justin Timberlake when he was in NSYNC, and they were trying to dress like him, they dyed their hair. Well, that's just like when Eminem first came out.
Oh, yeah.
How many people dyed their hair, bleached their hair?
Yeah.
You know? They're trying to look like him.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
Couldn't rap, though.
No, you could rap, that's for sure.
No, but they couldn't.
No, they couldn't. But, yeah, and a lot of the times, like, even with Molly right now, like, she sees something on TV, and the next thing you know, she's coming out in an outfit that's not appropriate because she saw it on TV.
Sure.
You know, and so we're like, she's five now, and we're like, all right, you see this on TV.
Yeah.
It's not that great, you know, and so what you're wearing right now is not appropriate. So, can you please go put some clothes on, essentially?
Yeah.
And so...
Mainly because you're 5 years old.
I mean, yes.
Yeah, mainly. You know, and those are conversations you get to have, which would have been great for our last episode about awkward. It was like, you know, how you express yourself as a boy or girl or man or woman as you get older, like, mm-hmm. that's kind of for you to decide. But when you're 5 years old, you know, you don't need to be wearing, like, super sexual outfits,
yeah.
right? But, exactly. you know, if you're 18, 19, you know, and mm-hmm. that's, you know, that's your choice. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, it's like that, you know, that big controversy with that that Netflix show, Cuties or whatever.
Right.
You know, they were sexualizing these little kids, these little girls.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, really? Come on now. Like, get this crap off.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? There's a lot of people that had a problem with that one. I didn't watch it.
I never watched it either.
I just heard about it.
All I heard was I never even attempted to even search for
it. I watched the trailer, and I was like, that's kind of interesting how much of that you're showing with these little girls. I don't know, you know.
Well, even the dance moves, apparently, that they were having them do.
It's tough. It's hard because you know that this stuff is happening in real life, but it's almost like, do we need to show it though? Do we need to glamorize it?
No, of course not. But they are. It drives me nuts.
That's the world we're living in, man. Like, there's almost like nothing's off limits anymore, which makes it a lot harder to find people to look up to.
Packing up and moving to the mountains.
Yeah.
I'll grow my beard out even more.
I don't know. Yeah.
Call me Grizzly Adams.
Grizzly Adams did have a beard.
I know.
Yeah.
Just keep shaving my head, though. It's not very
good. I like it, though. It looks good.
It's not very good when I try and grow my hair out.
I always tell you, man. You need to learn how to play some bass, dude. You look like a death metal bass player.
Slapping a bass. Slapping a bass.
I feel like your bass didn't go with my...
Hey, you know,
I'm not like you're playing like...
I'm more of a jazz bass.
You're playing like Primus. Go ahead.
Sorry.
It's never too late to learn.
I'm going to do it.
Do it.
I think it was Tyler Macy in high school. He was like, you should learn how to play the bass.
Tyler, yeah.
He
played bass. Yeah.
Just walk it. Slap the bass.
Dude, hey, it's never too late, man. I just started.
I always wanted to be a drummer.
That's a hard instrument to play. I tried when I was in college because a buddy of mine had drums, and so mm-hmm. I'd get around and mess around on them. I'm like, dude, the hands is one thing, like you can kind of keep a rhythm, but when you start to get your feet doing stuff, it's like
multitask.
It takes so much practice to get your brain to do those two separate things.
See, like with that game came out, Rock Band came out.
Oh yeah, like
I was always the drums. And I could do it. It's just my foot would always get so tired from hitting it.
Oh, no, it's...
I mean, it would start cramping up and everything.
Man. Like, that's why you see these kids start playing an instrument, like, super early. And they're 12 and they're already wailing. By the time they're adult, they're so good. It's insane.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I've been playing guitar now for 3 years. Like, I decided I'm going to learn. Because my younger brother can play. Mm-hmm. I wish I would have started earlier on. I got relatives that can play. I got uncles to play. Like, I want to learn how to play, too. And... thankfully, in the time that we live in, like, there's YouTube, there's all kinds of stuff that can teach you how to play.
Well,
you just have to do
it. Maybe I'll learn, too, because Tyler can play, and you can play. And if I play, guys' weekend, we'll have jam session.
Dude, I'm bringing the guitar.
I'm going to learn the bass.
Take it for a walk on bling, ding, ding, ding.
Oh. You know what? I'm doing the drums. I'm going to do it.
There you go.
And I'll just get on there and be like... And and Tyler can try and sing. Oh, no, that's okay.
No, I'm all right.
No, that we'll leave him for his little NSYNC Backstreet Boy face.
He loves those boy bands.
He really does, I tell you what. Good but on hey, him. Good on him.
You know, shoot. I'm telling you, man, we just got to keep being good examples. Mm-hmm. We always say it, but I think that's a big part of it when you're talking about role models.
You just got to look up to.
Be a good example, and then surround your kids with people maybe that are doing the same thing.
Yeah.
If you can. You know what I mean? I've really made a point as I've gotten older to just cut toxic people out of my life. Like, if you're toxic, I don't want you around, because mm-hmm. it's just so hard to try to continue to make excuses for people or to deal mm-hmm. with their crap. And it's like, you still got so much you need to work on, man. And I'm not perfect. We're not perfect. But I can't deal with what you're doing. You're out. Cut
it out.
Yeah, cut it
easy
out.
Easy, Uncle Joey.
Is it Joey or Jesse that did
it was
that?
Joey. He was a comedian. Oh, Jesse was the heart.
Have mercy.
Oh,
yeah.
Joey and the, I don't even know his band name, whatever.
Well, yeah.
No, I thought Jesse and the Rippers, that's it.
Yeah.
Jesse and the Rippers.
I hate that we're talking about Full House right now. Why are we doing this?
Now, Danny Tanner, he's someone you could look up to.
Now, Bob Sack is hilarious.
He's definitely not someone you could look up to.
I love that guy. I'll tell you, man. I remember watching that show when I was younger, and then as I got older, found out like him as a comedian, and he's so raunchy and hilarious. And I was like, this dude was Danny Tanner on Full House? And then he comes back when they're doing Fuller House on mm-hmm. Netflix. I'm like, so Bob Saget is on there now too, like being Danny Tanner. Are you kidding?
Tanner.
Hey, that's a good actor right there. Because if you know, now that's somebody you can look up to.
You get those heartwarming
guy that's just doing drugs and all kinds of stuff, and you can keep it together just to be Danny Tanner on a cheesy kid show or family show.
You know what? I tell you what though, Allie loves it. Yeah. She watches both of them, Fuller House and Fuller House.
I know, Juliana likes it too, and that's fine.
She loves it. She loves those Olsen twins.
Oh, yeah, she watched the original Full House, yeah.
Well, yeah, but then she went on to watch like all their movies that they did
together.
Oh,
gotcha, yeah.
She loves them.
And now their sister is the one that's like really big
in
the Marvel world.
Yeah, they went on to like do some fashion stuff.
Yeah, and then Elizabeth Olsen came out of the shadows and is just like killing it. Mm-hmm. Scarlet Witch.
Tell you what.
Wanda.
Came out of the shadow. All right, you guys are in the past, I'm the future.
No doubt. No doubt.
All right, well, I think that's going to wrap it up for this episode.
Yep.
Yep, thanks everyone. We definitely appreciate everyone that listens.
Yeah, let us know too if you guys got topics. You know, we're definitely taking requests.
Yeah,
you got something good you want to hear us talk about, or you know,
if you know someone that would be good to have on here to interview about parenting. If anyone knows Dr. Phil.
Dude, I got a couple of shout outs for some people that have just been super awesome and supporting. We gotta give a shout out to Jody.
Dude, Jody Scott Edwards.
Dude, Jody Scott Edwards.
Dude, that's my girl.
Appreciate you.
I'll tell you what.
Known her from back in the day in high school.
I met her freshman year in drama.
Yeah.
When she moved from, I think she came from Caldwell High School.
Yep. She's been down since the beginning, been a homie. Used to party back in the day.
Boom.
She's supporting us. Appreciate you, Jody.
Really good friend of mine. And yours too. So
yeah,
appreciate you, Jody. Definitely.
I gotta give Jess New for it's Anderson now. Went to tech school in the Air Force with her back in 2008 and 2009, and she's married, got kids now, amazing person. But she gave us actually like a review on Apple podcast.
Yeah,
so that was pretty cool to see that too. So
do us a favor, okay? Whatever you listen to us on, if it's Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, whatever. Go in there, give us a review. Because the more reviews we have, the better reviews we have, then the more...
Be honest with us.
If you think we suck, let us know.
Yeah, if we're like
then
just...
Then we'll just delete you and ignore
that's
you.
That's true. But, we'll just get rid of it.
we'll just act like it didn't happen. But no. Definitely.
No, if we sound like just wet trash, then please tell us and we'll try to fix it, you know?
Nah, we're not going to fix it.
Nah, we'll probably just
keep doing it. You just need to stop listening.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, don't listen.
That probably would. It's going to be. We're real. I'm real.
We don't care what people think about
us. That's pretty true.
That's the way it is.
But still, tell us. We'd like to hear it. Let us know, though. Yeah.
Because like I said, we'll just read it and say, bye. Deleted.
Yeah.
Deleted.
Cool. That was super negative.
That's nice, Goose.
Bye.
All right. Yeah.
But definitely, give us a review. Hit the, you know, the one star, or five star, whatever you think it is. Give us a review. You love us or you hate us or whatever.
Yep. Keep listening. Keep preferring us. And we're going to continue to stay active out there in the social media as much as it pains us to do so. We will continue to do it.
I'm cool with the Instagram. It's just a whole Facebook thing.
No, man. I'm off Facebook, man.
I think I'm just going to be done.
I'm out.
You know, we're just going to be on Instagram.
Yeah, Graham's fine.
The Graham.
Yeah, I can't do it Facebook.
I can't. I'm done with it, too.
I've had it.
Actually, right now, I'm using
so much negativity.
I'm just using it for the marketplace because we're trying to find a camper. So.
Oh, yeah. There's some good stuff in there. It's just, man, it's just, people are just.
But I don't scroll through it, so.
Yeah, get out of there.
Hit us up on the Graham.
Yeah, appreciate you all. Seriously.
Yes, but hey, remember, kids are blessings. Don't you dare take them for granted.
Don't do it.
We will see you guys next time.
Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye.